Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. Today, our guest joins us from Salt Coates' Historical Society, Glenda Straker. Welcome to The Rock 98.5. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome, Jordan. Thanks.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, there's a very exciting exhibit that is coming to Salt Coates because of the Salt Coates Historical Society. Let's start there, though, about this organization. I love talking with historical societies because they do such a good job wanting to keep the history alive. I know I talked to Yorkton Brick Mill not that long ago. And so tell us about Salt Coates' Historical Society and what they're all about.
Sure. Well, we actually formed in around 1981 out of a desire to put together a local history book. And that was getting close to the Celebrate Saskatchewan year with all the festivities. And a display was put together in the local school. It was so good, we decided we needed to house it permanently. And we were able to get our hands back on a 130-year-old church that has been in Salt Coates since
wow.
the beginning.
Yeah.
It was a Presbyterian church. Then the Masons used it. It's gone through many hands, but it's ours now. And so that's where our permanent exhibit is housed and our archives are kept. And
mm-hmm.
it's undergoing renovation. We've been doing a lot of fundraising the last few years to restore that building. And we're getting there. We're hoping by next year we can have our doors opened up again to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how we came to be.
Yeah, really hoping for that resurgence to, you know, keep people invested in wanting to keep history alive, really, for the lack of a better phrase, I suppose.
No, absolutely. And just to pass on the amazing stories that exist in all small communities and the pieces of history that make each community unique. And I think that's important that the next generations are aware of that.
Yeah, well, I recently traveled and saw some museums. And the thing that kind of made me just almost get a chill in some ways was how there was an exhibit and it was talking about things from my own childhood. And it kind of just struck me. It's like, no, history's supposed to be from before I was born. I don't want to be part of the, well, of course, I do want to be part of the, it just hit me way too young
too
to
young.
Think of stuff in there that was introduced when after I was born.
Yeah, we're all seniors and relics now at this point.
Well, with this new exhibit, and I guess very special in that it's not going to be at the main museum, like you say, some renovation going on as we speak. So tell us about From Vimy to Juno, how this all came about, and what's going to be actually on display in Salt Coates for the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, Vimy to Juno is a traveling exhibit that was put together through the Juno Beach Center, the Vimy Foundation, and Canadian Heritage. Last year was the 100th anniversary of the battle at Vimy Ridge, and of course this year is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I,
mm-hmm.
and next year is the 75th anniversary of the D-Day and Normandy battles.
Yeah, wow.
So, and 2020 is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. So there's a lot of sort of major milestones coming up. So those organizations felt that it was kind of a good time to develop a traveling exhibit. We are, I believe, the third community in Saskatchewan to host this. And I just kind of ran across it. I think I was watching some of the ceremonies from Vimy last year, and for some reason this caught my eye, and
right.
I approached the board about it, and we just all felt very strongly it was something we needed to apply for, and as part of our educational mandate to, you know, to educate, as you say, and to keep
mm-hmm.
history alive. So it's a traveling exhibit. We have it for approximately a month. We have it housed in the town hall.
Okay.
And then along with that, we have gathered artifacts, photos, stories of our local history and those connections to the wars. So we are also trying to honor our local area veterans
right.
through this process and convey some more of the personal stories related uniquely to our community.
So it's a 4-week stay that this exhibit will be. Is that common for this tour? Is that every community that gets it will get it for a period of time?
Yeah, I think that's, they sort of have a about a 4 to 5 week window for each community and allow a little bit for travel time on each end. And,
but do you know how long it's been on tour across Canada?
It started on tour, I believe it would have been late 2016, I think, is when it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then extending into a little bit into 2019, is this
going to
be?
I think they'll keep it going as long as there's demand for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and the nice thing is, too, it will be in Salt Coats. I mean, so here's an opportunity from people from all over the area to really come and take this in because, you know, Yorkton, I know, who knows, you know, Yorkton might not get that chance sort of thing. They just the way the demand is set up, they want to make sure the whole country gets an opportunity to see it, again, if that demand is there. So, Yorkton, this might be your closest opportunity. Melville as well.
Absolutely.
A couple hours radius. This might be as close as it gets to your community.
Yeah, and we certainly have the Yorkton and Melville Legions involved. They're actually providing our color party for us on Sunday.
Okay.
And I know even on our veterans wall, I know there's a picture of Mike Rusnak from Yorkton. John Miller from Rokeby. So, you know, we're not limiting it just to Salt Coats folks. It's area veterans that we're trying to recognize.
Oh, exactly. So let's talk about Sunday, because that is a grand opening day, if you will.
Yep.
And it's going to be more than just opening the door for the first time.
Correct. We're actually starting at 1 o'clock at the Cenotaph.
Okay.
And our color party will be there and do what they do. One of the outcomes of hosting this exhibit too was there's never been a Canadian flag at our Cenotaph. And we felt this was the time that that needed to happen. So on Sunday, we're actually raising the flag and having a flag dedication ceremony that the Legion will take us through as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, just curious, like Remembrance Day, for example, a lot of these ceremonies, very prompt, wanting to stay punctual. So is it really hoping to be started right at 1?
Right at 1.
Okay, so people even, let's say that the whole 1250, 1245 mark.
Yep.
Kind of to make sure everything can start on time.
Yep. And we always want to recognize, too, that we know a lot of our veterans are quite elderly,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be there on time so that we're not expecting them to stay standing for too long as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what will that program, a little bit more of what it will entail?
So that's sort of what will just happen at the Cenotaph,
mm-hmm.
and you know, then a prayer and reveille and all of that kind of stuff. Then we'll actually move down to the hall.
Okay.
And there'll be a few welcomes, very short, very brief. Then the exhibit is open to the public, and we'll be serving coffee and cookies down in the basement to welcome everybody to come out that day.
I was just going to ask the what we call the Jack Dawes question. Will there be cake and coffee
there
and that sort of thing?
There will be cake and coffee. If my mother's on the board, there's always cake and coffee.
Glenda Straker is our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know from the Salt Coats Historical Society. Vimy de Juno, a new traveling exhibit that is coming to Salt Coats and will be on display at the town hall. Now, not every day, so when people are coming down, they may have to follow along with the particular hours that are going on. Tell us about the hours that this will be open.
You bet. We are open Tuesday to Friday from 10 to 5 and Sundays from 1 to 5. And we also at this point have over 600 students booked to come through the exhibit, and that schools traveling from everywhere in the area. So some days when you come, it might be quite quiet, whereas other days it could be a little bit busier.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a lot of kids booked to come through. We've got a few nursing homes coming through, and it's free.
There you go. That's Jack Dawes part 2 number question. No.
We do have a silver collection basket out, but just to help us cover some of our expenses. But we just felt it was important, again, that this be something we want people to come and come often.
Right.
You may not get through everything that first go around, so we welcome everybody back as many times as they would like to come.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Again, our guest on All You Ever Wanted to Know today is Glenda Straker from the Salt Coats Historical Society. Vimy de Juno, the traveling exhibit, opening this Sunday, carrying on for 4 weeks. That'll be up until October 14th. More on this and a whole lot more today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know, chatting with Glenda Straker from Salt Coats Historical Society. Vimy to Juno, a very special traveling exhibit, is coming to Salt Coats, and it will be on display at the Town Hall starting this Sunday with a very special event and ceremony, which begins at 1 o'clock. But it will also be open Tuesdays to Fridays, 10 to 5, and Sundays, 1 to 5, from now until October 14th. Glenda, I guess with the people that, I guess, run this, if you will, there was some setup that went on earlier this week. Who did all that?
As a museum board, we do that. The display itself just arrived in 225-pound crates.
Okay.
Dropped on our doors, and then we assembled it and put it all together, as well as we have been collecting the local artifacts, the local stories. So we've been at the hall every day for all of this week, just getting things set up, and borrowed a few items from the Melville Museum as mm-hmm. well to have on display. And then we have 20 artifacts coming from the Canadian War Museum in Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
And some of them are authentic and some of them are reproduction. But the really cool thing about that part of the display is that it's pieces that you can pick up and handle.
Oh, okay.
Normally, most museum artifacts are do not touch behind glass.
Yeah.
We do have some of that. But these 20 artifacts coming from Ottawa, there's things like a respirator, there's ammunition, there's badges, there's an old World War I gas alarm rattle.
Oh, wow.
So the kids and big kids can actually pick these things up and try them out and put them on, see how a trench periscope actually worked, look at what shrapnel was, and mm-hmm. imagine what it did to the body. So that's part of an interactive thing for the kids to experience. We also have a couple of listening centers where we've got some videos playing of interviews with vets that have that are just exceptional. And then we've got a couple of really neat things we're doing. We've got postcards, and we encourage everyone to sit and write a postcard to our troops who are currently serving overseas.
Okay.
And then we will have those sent over.
Nice.
When you walk in the door, you'll be given a poppy. Mm-hmm. We ask that you wear your poppy while you tour the exhibit. And then when you leave, we have wreath forms made up, and we ask you to put your poppy into the wreath form. And then those wreaths will be laid at the cenotaph on November the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So there's picture-taking opportunities. One of our local artists made us three awesome cutouts of World War I figurines, you know, where the head's cut out, so you can stick your own head back there and have your picture taken. So there's a lot of stuff for kids and big kids to physically participate. It's not just walk around
and
look.
And so, like you say, the stuff basically showed up. So then on the days that the museum is open, is it going to be largely volunteers who are there?
Yeah, all volunteer.
Okay.
We could not do this without the help of our volunteers in the community.
Do you need more?
Anybody who's willing to come out and give us a morning or an afternoon, we will gladly take them. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Yep. Should they reach out to yourself, someone else?
Absolutely. They can reach me at 217-0403.
Now, you also mentioned different groups are coming through, schools, nursing homes, and the like. If someone is listening that either lives or works at one of these kind of centers that maybe would like to plan a tour, do they need to make a special request or reservation or something like that?
It really just sort of depends on the size of your group. If it's a small group, they are welcome to come through at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a larger group or a group that maybe needs some special services or some special help or whatever, then we would just simply ask that they again contact me, and we'll make sure we get them booked in at the time that would be best for them to come.
Again, don't go to the museum. It's under renovation. This is happening at Salt Coats' Town Hall, and 10 to 5 Tuesday to Friday, 1 to 5 on Sundays. Vimy to Juno, again, a very special traveling exhibit with a local twist you also referred to, because you're going to have, or you have had, a lot of support from the local area. Tell us a bit more about how a lot of these artifacts were all compiled.
Well, we put out the call through various town media outlets for people to loan us anything that they had packed away. One of the things we know is that when a lot of these World War II vets came home, they didn't share their stories. They didn't have the support services that we offer our troops nowadays. And a lot of these men and women came home with a lot of demons, and stories weren't shared. Medals were sort of just packed away. Uniforms were buried, that sort of thing. Hmm. And we just asked folks to that, please try to find those things, even just to find us a photo so that we can honor this person who served. And as a result, we have got some really neat things come in. Yesterday, a gentleman brought me a helmet that his father brought home from World War I, a Prussian spike helmet.
Oh, wow.
We've got a deactivated British grenade. There's cutlery, a cutlery set that was taken off of a German officer in World War II. Mm-hmm. There's photos, there's medals, there's letters sent home. There's telegraphs, to see the actual telegraph that a family was sent when their loved one was either killed or missing in action. There's just a lot of really powerful, unique items that have been brought in, and we're just so appreciative that families have been willing to share, mm-hmm. and we know we will take good care of them, but
right. They will be returned at the end?
Absolutely. Everything we have goes back to where it came from.
Running, again, 4 weeks, September 16th to October 14th, the special event again on Sunday with the grand opening beginning at 1, and that'll be at the Salt Coast Cenotaph. For those not familiar in town, whereabouts is that?
The Cenotaph is right on the Lake Road, so as long as you sort of follow the edge of the lake in town, you will find the Cenotaph. And most people know where the hall is, and largest building in town, and we've also got some markers out on the street in front of the hall so that if you are driving down another street, you'll see the marker for where the hall is located.
Yeah, and the crowd will also gather, so can't miss the cars. I'm sure that'll be going for a little bit. You're not going to find a closer spot, so you might as well just find the end, park there, and then you'll be good to go. Now, again, on the October 14th, which is the closing day of the exhibition, you're going to do something similar?
A little bit similar. We've got, again, a color party coming out.
Okay.
The Lieutenant Governor will be joining us that Sunday as well.
Great.
And then we have a musical performance by the Regina-based group Side by Side. They are a quartet out of Regina who perform wartime music. Hmm. So they are going to be coming out and giving us a concert on closing day on October 14th. And so it should be another great day.
That's a Sunday as well.
And that's a Sunday afternoon as well.
Great.
And coffee and cookies.
Yes. Well, it's great. Again, cool weather in the forecast, but just bundle up. Chances are October 14th. Knowing Saskatchewan will be a much nicer day than September 16th, the way we're headed. Won't take much. But Glenda, thanks so much for coming in today. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, we just, as I say, encourage folks to come on out and to remember how fortunate we are to be in this country, mm-hmm. to remember those who have served, and to reflect on what our responsibility is because of where we live and who's gone before us.
Absolutely. And if people have an interest in anything we've talked about today, maybe even joining the Historical Society, just reach out to yourself.
Yep, you can reach me at 217-0403. And all of the information that we talked about today and about the Vimy to Juneau display can be found on the Saulcoats Facebook page, mm-hmm. the town website, and also on the national Vimy site, which is vimytojuneau.ca. Our hours are posted on there as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much again for being here. And also with Salt Coast Historical Society providing the leadership to get it to the area.
Thanks so much, Jordan.
No problem. All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.